Another American was killed in Iraq today, the 29th U.S. military fatality in that country since May 1st, when President Bush declared an end to the war. U.S. Central Command says the soldier was ambushed by gunmen pretending to seek medical care. Officers in the field say they've seen an increase in coordinated attacks carried out by trained military professionals. Today, NPR's Ivan Watson went to the site of one of these recent attacks in the central town of Tikrit. He has this report.
Around 1 a.m. last Saturday, unidentified gunmen launched a simultaneous two-pronged attack on U.S. military positions in downtown Tikrit. One American soldier was killed, and four more were wounded in the ensuing battle. Major George Pitt says the attackers were trained and experienced. Under cover of darkness, they succeeded in hitting the top floor of his headquarters at least five times with rocket-propelled grenades.
Some of it may be organized, some of it may not. But these, it's pretty good. Someone knew how to shoot the RPG. Whoever shot this site knew what they were doing.
In recent weeks, the attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq have become more frequent and more deadly. In the past 24 hours, one American soldier was killed in an ambush near the Iraqi border with Syria, and another U.S. patrol came under fire in Fallujah, west of Baghdad. Today, Colonel Jim Frawley, one of the top U.S. defense officials stationed in Baghdad, announced American forces were beefing up security to respond to the growing threat.
The attacks are getting more sophisticated day by day. Could be disenchantment, could be training provided, there could be some disenchanted former military groups. It's becoming more and more organized and semi-military-like. We've increased our security posture, and as we progress with these programs, we hope the situation will resolve itself.
2 months after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime, anger and resentment at the U.S. occupation of Iraq appears to be growing. Anti-American graffiti decorates the streets of Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, where clusters of unemployed men glare as they watch columns of U.S. tanks and military trucks roar up and down Main Street. This afternoon, one vehicle suddenly stopped and disgorged six Iraqi men dressed in orange jumpsuits. One of the men said he'd been a prisoner of U.S. soldiers for more than 3 weeks after American troops raided his house and discovered weapons.
I'm very angry. Oh, they're all angry. Because no justice. America didn't have any justice, didn't have any free.
Inside a neighboring restaurant, where Saddam Hussein's portrait still decorates the wall, customers complained of harassment and humiliation at the hands of U.S. soldiers. Some of the people here, like the three men who run the restaurant, say they would support a full-fledged armed revolt against the occupying army. We can't continue to sit and watch what is happening, they say. One day we will fight the Americans because we are against their occupation. Ivan Watson, NPR News.